What's up, everyone? I'm Julia.
And I'm Kira. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie.
And I can't believe it, but we finally finished season two.
It's absolutely crazy. Can't believe we got this far. So this episode, we're just going to reflect on the past season and how far we've come. So I really cannot believe that we are here at the end of season two. 36 episodes, if I did the math correctly.
Yeah, that is absolutely insane. 36 episodes, like, I know I say this every time that we get like a milestone or something, but I did not think we'd make it this far. Like, this is insane.
Yeah, that's over half a year. So that's pretty cool. When it's a year, I'll probably like cry.
Me too.
Not from like emotion, just because I'm like, wow, how do we do that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's kind of really cool. And this season, Julia and I have kind of nicknamed like just the season of interviews, which we did not expect. Basically, the second we started the season, we just got like really lucky, I guess. And we sent a lot of emails and we got a lot of interviews, which was really awesome because we got to meet so many amazing people.
And it was also great schedule-wise because, like, an interview, like, somehow I feel like can take less time than an actual episode because it's, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's, like, literally, like, you just record it. Like, not record it. You, like, write the questions, run it through twice, and then you record the episode. Like, whereas, like, if we're doing, like, a one-on-one episode, it's kind of, like, you just have to, like, we keep stopping ourselves for time. But I feel like the interviews just like made things like so much easier time wise and like I don't know, just was so fun to meet all these new people and it was just really fun, I think.
Yeah, just what you were saying about time, I like totally disagree. I feel like interviews take so much more time, but they're so much easier for me because like it's honestly it's pretty hard to talk for like half an hour straight, and with interviews you don't have to do that. You kind of just ask the questions and then your guests take care of it for you, and when they're interesting right. people, it makes it's so satisfying to like just listen to them talk and you're like, wow, our listeners are gonna love this. You know what I mean? Like, do you ever feel that?
No, yeah. I think, like, yeah, I get what you mean. I think it's just, like, this is, like, kind of off topic, but it's also so cool that it's, like, 8 out of 18 episodes we did this season were interviews, and it, like, it, I don't know, it just didn't feel like that to me, because I feel like we did all our interviews in, like, one big bulk, too. Like,
yeah, we had a lot in a row at one point.
Yeah, I feel like we did, like, the first 3 episodes, and we did, like, 5 or 6 interviews. And, like, after that, like, I don't know about you, but I legitimately forgot how to, like, record a one-on-one podcast like this.
Because yes, I remember that. I forget what episode it was, but I'm pretty sure we even, like, we had all these interviews lined up, and then we had to move one of them because we wanted to, like, do an advice episode because we got a review that, like, had to do with it. It's, like, a long story. Mm-hmm. But we, like, moved around the interview so we could do that. And we were like, wait, I don't remember even how to record, like, just us. I'm so used to someone else, like, doing all the talking.
Exactly.
And, like, but I don't know. I love both kinds of episodes. And so the season was like a dream for me because like I had fun recording every single one.
Yeah. And it was like a perfectly like, half and half split. Like we got to experience everything this season. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. And also we just got to meet a lot of really cool people this season. I feel like something that we are kind of trying to do next season is like diversify the kind of people that we talk to. Cause we do a lot of like, you know, a lot of actors and a lot of like influencers, but even when we have the same types of like the same career type people, everyone is so different and like you never hear the same answer twice, and it's really really cool because it's like meeting new friends every time. And then at the end of the interview, like you guys don't know this, but like we almost always talk to the person for at least an extra like 5 minutes just to like just be like, oh, that was so cool. Like, and sometimes I wish that I was still recording because like those conversations are like the best because it's just so natural and it's so like
I think one time we accidentally kept recording, like I forget who it was with, but I remember that like or like, no, what was it? You started re-recording.
Yes. Okay.
Everybody else would get a notification.
Yeah, I'll expose myself. It was in season one. It was with Marcel Ruiz because
yeah, it was.
Because we like ended it. And I think we thought we were just going to like be like, you know, okay, great. That was like awesome. Like talk for a second. But then we started talking about like colleges. And so we just like kept talking for like half an hour. And so I like started recording again because I was like, oh, maybe I'll get some like good content. But then I felt bad because we were talking about like kind of personal, like not personal, but you know, stuff like where we lived and stuff like that, and I was like, I don't need to put that on the internet, so I didn't post any of that, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I think also at the time, I'm pretty sure, I'm just checking right now.
Oh, we were using fake names too.
Yeah, we were. That was depressing. But also, Marcel Ruiz was like, at least it was my second interview and Kira's third interview, so like going from like, I don't mean this in any negative way at all, but going from like a director that Kira followed on TikTok to like, which it, I don't mean that in like a bad way. Like that's a really cool way to get an interview, but like then going to like Marcel Ruiz, who's like a professional actor, I guess, she's a professional director, but I don't know how else to phrase it correctly in my mind.
Yeah. Like someone that like, you know, we watch on TV, like.
Yeah. Somebody who's like much more well-known, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like to our age group.
Yeah. That was like, that was absolutely insane to me, because I felt like I was like meeting somebody who I like always like seen before, but like never actually thought I'd meet unless I paid like $300 like do meet and greet at like a fan convention or something like that.
Honestly, for me, like that keeps happening. Every time we interview someone, like I feel like I've gotten kind of used to it now. Like I feel like everyone always says this in like real interviews, like actors, you know, they're always like, oh yeah, like, you know, I don't get starstruck anymore, like, you know, blah 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 blah. But that's something that I feel like I'm still getting used to, but like every once in a while I'll be like, oh my God, like I just talked to like someone that I've been following for like 10, like not 10 years obviously, but like someone that I've been watching on TV or watching in these movies for like X years, or like that I've been following on TikTok and, you know, using their videos for outfit inspiration, like at Faith, whatever, like for so long. And then it's like I just talked to them and like they know who I am and they follow us. Like that's crazy. So that's like it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely insane. Like, you mostly interviewed, I think, people that like Kira had asked, but so for me it was like
This
a weird
season?
experience. I think it's so it was like pretty evenly split though, I
This
think.
season was very split, yeah.
Yeah, but yours were more like people that you had known for a while. Mine were like TikTok stars I had met like a year ago and just followed. So like it was so weird for me because I would like, who was I? Kaylin. I forget
Kaylin
her last
Wilkins.
name. Kaylin Wilkins, yeah. Kira has followed her for like 10 years or something,
Oh
right?
yes, she's from Seven Supergirls and I followed her since I was like 8 years old, and then we met her and it was so crazy. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. I can't believe it. Okay.
I literally binged her like every single video she made over like the course of 2 days. I became like such a fangirl like over the course of those 2 days. And I feel like it was so weird for me. I think like it was probably much different for Kira with that experience, but like for me, it was like I literally just like watched her for 2 days, felt like I knew everything about her. Then I just like got to meet her, like actually talk with her and seeing her like interacting instead of like on a screen where I would just sit there and watch with like my eyes like all bug-eyed like a fangirl. Like it was like so weird.
Yeah, that's like we can talk about this for literally like hours, I swear, because it's like, you know, no matter what I say about it, I can't explain just like how weird it is. I feel like when you meet a celebrity, let's say you go to like a Harry Styles concert, right? Which Julia did last night, which I'm very jealous of, but it's okay. We'll come back to that in a minute. But like
Yeah.
if you go to that and you're like, oh my God, like he was literally right there, and like I was thinking about how I literally was listening to him on the radio and then he was right there. Like that's what it feels like every week, and it's amazing, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, even though we used fake names. Like I'll take that sacrifice. Like
Might trade that part. I don't
that
know.
haunts me every day. Like guys, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I think the best thing we did was doing a name reveal, but like well before we actually got like really into it.
Yes, I'm glad that we did that when we did, but I wish we did it in the beginning, but it's okay. We were a little bit nervous that it wouldn't work.
Yeah. I mean, anyways, I feel like with all the people that we've got to, like, I have so many like cool stories from them. Like just like little like things that I remember that'll always stick out to me, you know, like that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
Like
like
what? Give an example.
yeah, so like a lot happened with me for like Chris, for example, because we interviewed Chris
Chris
Barnett.
Barnett, just so you guys know, he's a TikToker, in
Yeah,
case.
he has, well, when we interviewed him, he had like 4 million followers, and he was so nice, oh my gosh. But basically, I thought he was just like, he was such a great guy, but also like before we interviewed him, I think we were scheduled for like 4 o'clock or something like that, right? And we got an email from him at like 3:58, and he was like, hey guys, I'll be on in 1 to 2 minutes. Sorry about that. Or like it was like 3:59 or something. He was like, sorry, I'm gonna be like 1 to 2 minutes late. And I don't know why, but I just thought that was like so funny that he
Yeah.
had to clarify that to us. Like we wouldn't have just like sat there for 20 minutes and waited for him to show up anyways. Like I thought that was just really funny.
No, we do that all the time. And the same thing with like I think it was Asher Gharavi. We
Yeah.
were literally like we were like we sent him the email and everything, and then like a few minutes later he was like, sorry guys, I'm a little bit behind schedule. And then he comes on like not crazy late, but like, you know, late. And he was like out of breath. He's like, sorry guys, like I forgot about the time difference. And so I was out with my friends and then I forgot and I had to run home. And like that's just so funny to me because like you kind of forget that like you're like you are a person that these people are like in their head are thinking, oh, let me restart that was like not English. Like the people are thinking, okay, I'm gonna go do my interview now. Like they're thinking about you too, which like I totally forget about. Like I remember Kaylin said, like she's like, I've been so excited for this interview like all week, and I was like, you're thinking about us like we're thinking about you, like, you know,
I
like
feel like
we're
it's
both
so weird.
planning this.
Yeah, and I feel like it's so weird too because it's like we have them down on our calendar, but like we're also in their calendar.
Yeah,
Like what if,
exactly.
and like, oh my God, like I just can't. You know what I mean? Like it's just
Yeah.
like a, you're like an, like you were saying with the Harry Styles thing, like you're like actually like a real person. And I'm like talking to you right now, having a conversation, and we're going back and forth, and like we're engaging each other. Like this is so cool. Like
Yeah.
what the heck?
Like this season we got to talk to people from my two like favorite shows, Stranger Things, Cobra Kai. So that was like just the thing,
like, fangirled really hard this season, guys.
Yes, like, I mean, Julia also likes those shows. Like, I.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, I love those shows so much.
Yeah, but like, just for me to just kind of say, like, my two favorite shows, like, they've been on the podcast, like, people from those shows, like, that's pretty cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think not only like the stories that we like got to meet these people with and like hear from them, like, they were just like all so nice.
Like, yeah. And it's like an interesting thing, like, that I, like, we kind of noted but haven't said, like, on the podcast, we've only interviewed one person who's younger than us, and I just think that's interesting. Yeah. Like, Millie Davis, who is from, like, Wonder, Good Boys, Odd Squad, etc. She's awesome. She's amazing. Like, she's the only person who's younger than us we've interviewed, so it feels so weird to, like, be talking to these people, and, like, especially when they're, like, a lot older. Like, they're always so nice to us and everything. There's nothing ever, like, there's never anything wrong with it, but it just feels funny, you know?
We always get the question. I hate the question so much.
So, how old are you? Because I,
your email was PTSD right now.
Because, it's okay. Because, like, they're always like your email sounded so professional, and I'm like, I know
Noah Jay Wood right now, right here. But like, I remember do you remember that? Like that exact, yeah, Noah Jay Wood was like, exact thing. Like after we had finished recording, I think, or like in the middle of our outro, he was like, "Thank you guys for having me. I only answered you guys because you were like really professional. I like didn't think you would be this young."
He was like, "I never answer emails, but yours was really professional." So I was like, "Let's do it," and that just shows you.
I'm like, I'm going to take that as a compliment. So thank you very much, Mr. Noah J. Wood.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, last thing I'll say about interviews, I think just the coolest part of it, well, like, not the coolest part, but like a really awesome part is you just see how, like, these people have real lives and how genuine a lot of them are. Like a lot of people who are even like influencers who, like, their entire career is social media, like, they've said things like, you know, like, I definitely spend most of my time off of my phone. I try not to put my whole life on the internet. Like, and you just see that they're real people who have these lives that you don't know about. And it's really cool to, like, I feel like we ask, not to like toot our own horn, but like, I feel like we ask kind of questions that aren't just like, so like, you're following, you know, like, it's stuff like, what do you like to do in like your actual free time? So you get to like learn about these people in a different way.
That's something that I think we always definitely want to focus on, like, no matter who we interview, because it's like, yeah, we know all about their social media life, but like, if you really are interested in a person, you want to learn more about them, you need to know more than one aspect of their life. And especially with social media, like, it's all, we've mentioned this like almost every single episode, I think, but like, social media, it's all just a front. Like, you're not going to learn anything from seeing a person on social media. Like, if you get to know the real them, like, off social media them, that's the real them. Does that make sense?
I feel like totally. Kind of, exactly. Like, what we're trying to do. Exactly. Like, social media is all fake.
Yeah.
And exactly. Yeah, since we didn't just have interviews this season, I'll move on to kind of just some of the other episodes we've done. We also did.
We met you guys this season. It was kind of cool.
What?
We met you guys this season.
Oh, yeah, we got to meet you guys. Obviously, we have listeners, like, from our school and, you know, from our lives. We also got to meet a lot of, we got to, like, hear about a lot of new people. Because we did some, like, interactive episodes, like, you know, you guys sent us some embarrassing stories. You sent us some of your hot takes, and we reacted to them and read them. And it was just really cool to, like, hear some of like what you guys are like and what you guys are thinking, because obviously you hear everything we're thinking, but you know, we don't get to hear that from you all the time.
Yeah, I feel like I know that, like, and it was so fun too, because I think when I remember recording both of those episodes, it would be like I would have a list and Kira would have a list of like different like stories that we received, and throughout the episode we would just be looking at each other like, do I know who that is, right? Don't I? And we would like type in like the Zoom chat and be like, oh, that's this person, isn't it? And I'd write back and be like, yeah. Just like, yeah, the funniest thing, like stuff, like, I don't know how to explain it, but like interactions between us that, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, so I definitely want to like do more of those, because those are so fun, and also like they're so funny because like you don't just want to hear about us for like half an hour straight every week, so it's really cool to like hear about some other people, because you guys also have some crazy stories.
Yeah, they're very entertaining, though, so it's okay.
And of course this season we also like stuck to our roots and just did our normal talking videos, like, you know, I mean, videos, episodes, whatever, whether it's, you know, advice or talking about like our favorite shows or just like life updates. We got to do a bunch of those, which are awesome. Those are always super fun and always like, you know, a lot of the time they're overdue. We'll be like, oh, by the way, like, we both did this.
By the way, Julie went to a Harry Styles concert last night.
Yeah, she did for free.
I'm going to keep bringing it up anyways until I get to explain it, but we're not that part in the script yet.
So. Yeah, not that part in the script yet. But so, of course, that was a lot of fun. And I feel like we're getting a lot more comfortable talking, like, like, just getting smoother with, I don't want to say smoother with our words, because we both know that I can't do that. Like, I still stutter and I still say random sentences that don't make any sense together. But we're just getting better at, like, you know, knowing what we want to say and how we want to say it and all that.
I also feel like we're getting better at just, like, like, I don't know, but I think this for me has definitely helped with my like in-person conversations, because I feel like now I'm like, I don't know, not like I can like read cues better, but I'm just like, can like understand the flow of the conversation more. So if you're socially awkward like me,
have a podcast.
A podcast and then you'll get better at it.
Yeah, talk to your, practice talking to yourself and then you can talk to other people.
It's amazing. I mean, it works so well, because now I'll be like in a conversation with somebody and it like flows so naturally and I'm like, oh my god, this is how like regular people talk. This is amazing.
Also, the podcast is a great conversation starter. The amount of times I've like used this as just like a reason to talk to somebody, I'm not obviously like, you know
it's
what I mean?
Like, oh, by the way, did you not have a podcast? And you talk about it for like a half hour,
because well, like the amount of family events I've been at where my parents are like, oh, wonder who Kira had on our podcast last week, and I'm like, oh my god, can we not talk about this? Because then I'm scared they're gonna listen and they're gonna hear me like being stupid, and they definitely are listening right now. Hello,
my Kira's family.
Yeah. I was gonna say like a random family member, but I don't want to like expose them, but yeah, so that's always fun. But yeah, definitely, also because for me, you know, if you've been listening, you know, like I do theater and stuff, and
wow,
so
I didn't know that.
Oh, no way. And so the podcast has helped me a lot with that, just to feel more comfortable. And like, I feel like, you know, I've always been able to like memorize lines and stuff. I'm not going to say like help me with that, but help me feel a little bit less judged, you know, like just mm-hmm. be able to like make choice and just go with them, because, you know, people will listen to me talk every week and I get over it. And I edit the episodes, so I listen to myself talk, which is difficult, but.
Yeah, haven't we talked about how I can't listen to a single episode, right?
Yep, she doesn't listen to the episodes. She's a fake fan.
I literally can't. Like, I don't know what it is. Every single day I look at it and I just cry.
Anyway. But yeah, just other, besides, let me restart that one. Aside from the podcast and just aside from like what we've been talking about, how is
guys,
your life?
Julia went to a Harry Styles concert last night. I'm going to tell you guys about it now. So basically, I got invited to a Harry that was funny. I got invited to a Harry Styles concert, right? Like 3 days before. So it's like Wednesday I got invited, and I couldn't confirm it until Thursday that I was going. And if you guys don't follow Harry Styles, first of all, why? And second of all, it's like this big event on October 30th and 31st, which is when we're filming this. So happy late Halloween, guys.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Woo!
Yeah, hope you guys ate candy. If you didn't, I'll send you some. Anyways, what was I talking about? So basically the concert was very fun. I had 2 days to get dressed, because the October 30th and the 31st are called Harryween, which are like the biggest events of the tour, I guess. I don't know if that was completely accurate or not, but like that's how it is in my mind, I guess. So to like get like a ticket to like that specific event was like absolutely insane. And then I got to go with my friends, and like it was absolutely amazing. We had really good seats, and like just seeing Harry Styles, like he was like there, and like I recorded the entire concert on my phone and like different bits and stuff, so I'm very excited. And he was dressed up as Dorothy, and he went a little too heavy on the blush. We're not going to talk about that. His mascara was pretty good, but yeah,
cute.
Yeah, it was amazing. Been
pretty good. I got a car, even though
that's pretty cool. I can't drive yet though.
Don't tell anyone. I don't have my license yet, but
you get it like a week from tomorrow.
Okay, don't tell anyone, because if I fail, it's embarrassing.
She won't get it in a week from tomorrow.
Stop. But because the car market is really bad, so we found a good deal and we went with it, because you know it's hard.
Nobody wants to sell cars or buy cars.
So. Yeah, exactly. But so life's been pretty good. I feel like this season was kind of interesting, because we started it in the middle of the summer, and then like it's ending now, and so the bulk of it was kind of right as school was starting, and like we were going through a pretty big transition into junior year, you know.
Yeah, I feel like even now it's like filming episodes, I think the past 2 weeks have all been on Sundays, because that's the only free time we have.
Yeah,
so like I don't know, it's just like kind of like weird and like insane to try and balance everything, but we've done a pretty good job so far, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not like complaining, because I like balancing. Like we literally made an episode on this in season one about balance, and we said to choose the weights you balance in your life. It's like an awful quote. Do you remember that?
You think I can remember that?
No, like we were like, balance, like you're gonna have to balance things, so choose the weights that you balance. It was so bad, but I still think about that, because like of course it's hard to balance this with other stuff, but I love this, so I wouldn't stop doing it, you know, like to have more time. So
but exactly, this would be like a free time thing you could do, you know? Yeah, like that's just free time.
Exactly. And I don't know, like it's definitely been hard to keep up with it, because it's the first time we've been recording with full-time school. Like, we used to do hybrid, so it's the first time that we're like always in school every day, and it's definitely difficult, but I think we've been doing pretty well.
Yeah, I don't know about Kira. I think you've upped your coursework. I definitely up my coursework by like three loads personally. So like balancing all of that with the podcast and like all my extracurriculars is rough, but it's okay because it's still working out so far. So you know, we're good. We're
Yeah.
good, man.
We keep saying we're like, if we need to, we'll move it to every other week, but as of right now, we're gonna keep going.
Yeah,
And
we're not recording at like 10:30 at night or anything, so you know,
yeah, what? No.
we're fine. No, it's
And
2018.
yeah. And just like kind of a question for you, how do you think your life has changed since the beginning of this season to now?
I think I've become like more confident, but like in the better way than I was before. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like I think we did an episode on self-confidence that last week.
A few weeks
I feel
ago.
like, yeah, I'm not, I don't even know things anymore. But I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like myself, like I've just like changed a lot as a person. I don't know. I just feel like I've like, I don't know. I was kind of deep. I didn't even get that deep.
Just you've changed just a lot as a person.
I
I
don't
was
know,
just gonna say that I
my hair color is the same. I don't know.
my hair grows the same too, which
No,
doesn't happen
you
often. So
actually, yeah, it is the same.
if you guys like, I don't know, I guess like, I mean, you know, if you've watched interviews, that my hair color changes a little bit, not too often, but I went from like basically
Actually,
black to
my hair's
like,
different. I got like a haircut.
she got a
So like my
haircut.
hair's different. Yeah.
That's how she's different.
Yeah.
When we started the season, I was actually in California. So that was kind of cool. We recorded the first
Yeah,
two
I
episodes in
remember that.
California. And I remember planning an episode while I was in line for Test Track at Disney. Like, that's
That's
the
like such
dedication right
a,
there.
yeah, I was gonna say that's like a moment of dedication when you just pinpoint and be like,
Yeah.
we've worked for that one.
I also remember sending emails like in the car, because like I remember we got an email back from Sydney Bullock, like from Stranger Things, while I was in California, and she was like someone that I emailed, so I was like kind of in charge of responding and everything. That's kind of like how we run it here at
Unless
ACOAM.
I tell Kira to do it for me.
And so I was like, I would email her like either like in the bathroom or like in the car to like, the Hollywood sign. Like, it was
Running
so.
out, running outside of a restaurant to make sure you get the perfect Wi-Fi, like holding your phone up in the air.
Yeah, basically to be like, Sydney, does this day work? Because we fought for that one because she was busy. She's a busy girl, and so we needed to find a good day. So
One
yeah.
cool thing about that interview, though, is that was the first one we did in person, like
It's
together.
only one we've done in person, actually. Not with
That's
her, with each
crazy.
other.
Yeah, no, we haven't done any interview actually in person, but
One day we
yeah,
have
I feel
to.
like I don't know about you, but I don't know about Kira, but like I have this dream where it's like we're
We
gonna be
skip
like,
school to go to an interview. I know you've talked about it so many times.
oh, I have, yeah, like we like go to the city for like a day and like get like a hotel if we need to, and we just like literally just like go like do somebody in the city for a day. And I feel like that'd just be so cool, like to walk into an office and just be like, what up, besties? It's interview time with
That'd be amazing.
ACOAM podcast.
We need that to happen now, or else I'll cry.
Shout out to every
Anyway,
single person who lives in the city.
yeah, we'll find
I'm just
one.
kidding.
Anyway, for next season, we have a lot of ideas. We'll be saying all of them because we got to keep some element of surprise. But we definitely want to focus a little bit more on college. Not crazy, but we're getting to that age where it's becoming a bigger deal. So we'll
Yeah, we've
start
had.
talking about like our experiences with that. We've both taken the ACT now.
We could get our scores back in a few days, so that's fun.
Yeah, we're a bit
And
nervous.
yeah, I don't know. We had this really cool idea like a few months ago that I don't know. We used to like tease it at the end of like all of our episodes, but then we never actually went through with it. So
Don't
I don't
tell them what it
know.
is because it'll be a surprise, but it has to do with
Oh yeah.
college.
Yeah, and I think we're actually I don't know. I'm very excited to do it at least. I'm
I
pretty
really
sure
want to do it.
Kira's.
So
Yeah.
we're gonna try to send out some emails. We're gonna try to get some things to work, and hopefully we can make it work.
Yeah, I think it'll go very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we also, like I said before, we want to try to get some interviews with different kinds of people, meaning not just like entertainment industry or different parts of the entertainment industry. We have done some outside the entertainment industry, at least, I don't know. But I'll come, well, whatever. And so we stop. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so tired. It's like late. It's Halloween, but it's okay.
I was like, I don't think we have a lawyer. It's not important.
Okay. Stop. Check. So we're just trying to expand that, talk to more people because people are really interesting. And yeah.
If you have anybody that like you might want us to work with or a certain field that you like are interested in, like
DM us. Our DMs are open. We don't respond to all of them because some of you guys are creepy, but like
if you
DM
don't
us.
start off with "I love Marcel Ruiz XX, please connect me to him," like we'll probably answer. So.
Okay, yeah, and we also we want to do more interactive stuff, like we were saying. like the embarrassing stories and all that. We're gonna come up with some more of those and get you guys
Please make
involved.
sure you're
Maybe
following us on
we'll
our
even like have you
Instagram.
guys on as guests. Like maybe you guys can even come on and talk
Oh,
about
that'd be
your
so
lives.
cool. And also, like, for the interactive stuff, you have to follow us on Instagram because that's where we mainly get stuff from our followers. So, like,
Yes, follow us on Instagram, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll plug
And
that later
yeah, and
so
make sure
people
to
can
send
see.
us, just send us any ideas you have, anything you want us to talk about, like, because we'll do it. Like, unless it's something really weird, we will literally make a whole episode dedicated to it. So send us anything you want. And yeah, I think that's all for this week. So unless you have anything else that nope.
No, I think that's it.
Awesome. So thank you all so much for listening, and thanks for 36 amazing weeks of episodes, because that is a big number and that's crazy.
That is absolutely insane. That is about 9 months, I think, of this, which
Oh
is
wow, yeah.
doesn't seem completely
We
accurate, but
could
I
have had
think
a
I did.
child, guys. What do we name the baby? Pick a name, hurry.
So if you enjoyed the season, please make sure to
Oh,
follow
pick a
us on
name for
our
the baby. Pick a name for the baby. Pick a name for the baby.
I don't know. Well, okay. So, curating your car Willow, and I'm in my car Benji. So, I feel like we should combine those two to make a name.
Wenji.
Can we name it Billow?
No, Wenji. I like Wenji better.
Like, okay, guys, go to our Instagram and vote for the name either Billow or Benji for the name of our child.
Oh my God,
Anyway,
yes. Okay. I'm
and
gonna make the poll like right
if you
now.
enjoyed the season or want to vote on the poll, please go to our Instagram and our TikTok, which is at acoam.podcast, and our Twitter, where I'll also post a poll of the responses because I want to win. And our Twitter is at acoam_podcast. Follow us there to keep up and hear about more amazing things and about everything that happens with season three.
Wait, give me 1 second. One second. One, two,
With me
three,
to
four,
entertain you
five,
for the
six,
next week.
seven, eight.
Oh my God, I
Wait.
don't know. Entertainment.
I think tomorrow might be 9 months.
Actually?
Wait, no. 1 second. 1 second. Guys, I'm so sorry for like delaying this. Give me 1 second. Okay, March 1st. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's wrong. It's 8 months. Wait, how's that possible? 36 divided by what? It might be 9 months. I'm kind of confused. Oh, wait, no. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. No, it's 8 months. I don't know why my math is like messed up.
How is it 8 months?
I don't know. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm not good at math. I'll let you
Guys,
guys
we're not
know.
having a child anymore.
Well, we are. We're gonna name it. It's okay.
We should name our child.
Anyway, as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Go vote on our Instagram to name this season's baby, and we'll
We'll keep
see
it
you
up for
next
like
week.
a while.
Shut up. We'll see you next week on a coming of age movie.